You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. Appreciate it very, very much. Hopefully it's still warm where you're at and you're still able to get a lot of flying in. There was actually a winter storm watch in Colorado already last week.
Yeah, they were having freak snowstorms in Wyoming and Montana, I heard too. Whew. So, little cold for me. But anyway, today's part 107 question comes to you from the Drone U community. And want to say a special thanks to John Elliott, who came to the Drone U fly-in and ran the cinematography course and did a really fantastic job. Personally, I was a little bummed at the obstacles we had because like none of them showed up. We had other things that worked out well, and he really made do with it. And he really made everyone have a fun time and truly practice things that mattered. And
had a great attitude about it.
Yeah.
So thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you very much. So today's question is brought to you by Mr. Elliott. All right, here's the question, Rob. Most mid-air collision accidents occur during A, hazy days, B, clear days, C, cloudy nights.
That's an interesting question. Is it a trick question?
I think it may be. Because typically if someone's really comfortable, They tend to fail to remember everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Well, and I also think it's a numbers game because it says most mid-air collisions. Well, most flights are going to occur probably in sunny weather. I'm going to say sunny.
So you're saying answer A is hazy, answer B is clear days, answer C is cloudy nights.
I'm going to go with answer B.
Boom, baby. You got it right.
Woo! I'm still right. Not passing. That's 67%.
Two out of three. Oh, man. All right. Okay. So let's move on to today's podcast, which is all about how can you showcase your clients, your live feed, while you are flying. What happens if they're hovering over you? Is this a good thing or a bad thing? How can you handle
personal
that?
Space issues besides safety issues?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for the podcast. This is great. I listen to it every day. I'm just curious. I'm trying to figure out a way to let my clients monitor what I'm shooting without hovering over me and looking at my monitor. I use a Phantom 4 Pro 2.0 and a Crystal Sky monitor. And I was just wondering, are there any solutions, preferably wireless, that I can have them somewhere else watching what I'm doing? I know the DJI goggles are a possibility, but I've not read good things about them. So I kind of been shying away from that as well. So any insight would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate the question. And I think this is a universal issue because obviously people are just naturally curious when you're flying and they want to see your screen. It's just kind of human nature. When there's a screen and you can't see it, you want to know what the heck is on that screen. And they want to see what you're seeing. So it's totally understandable. Point being, man, everybody deals with this. I know you deal with this.
Yeah, and frankly, I always tell people that if they want to watch the feed, they can watch it for a little bit, but don't plan on hovering over me if they want a quality product. I'm just very clear. Yeah. Radical candor right there for you.
I was just going to say. That's right. That's stuck in my mind now. Finally found the
it
darn
works.
Thing, because I don't have iTunes, but it's elsewhere. It's on Spotify, FYI.
But
not on Stitcher.
When are you getting an iPhone?
Probably never.
That's unfortunate.
And I don't say never very often, so I'm not saying never, but I'm cool right now.
Anyway, all right. So going into this, I don't like it when someone watches over my shoulder either. There are many ways to handle this problem, especially if you don't work well under pressure. But by the way, if you don't work well under pressure, then you should have someone watching over your shoulder every time you go flying so that when you do have a client who may be a little bit more controlling or a little bit more, you know, hyper engaged and excited, then you know how to handle it.
You've got someone there to run interference.
Yes.
It's not like you're going to go to the casino and count cards, have a buddy to run interference.
Oh, there you go.
Anyways,
I'm not counting cards anytime soon,
neither.
So I wouldn't really worry about that.
Okay.
But anyway, he can do option one, which if he is flying a Phantom, if he is flying like a Phantom 4, Phantom 3.
Which is what he's flying, Phantom 4. He mentioned that.
Okay, so if he's flying a Phantom 4, then he can get a Crystal Sky monitor and the Crystal Sky mount. He can take the mount off of his Phantom remote, replace it with the Crystal Sky monitor. Now he's got a simple HDMI out from the Crystal Sky monitor right into a TV. Boom, problem solved.
So just use a long HDMI is what you're saying.
Yes. Now, if he wants to do a little bit more work, he can replace the back panel of the Phantom remote to an old Inspire. I forget what the part number is, but it was the old Inspire 1 remote, the back, where you could get a mini HDMI out. He could do that. That's an option number two. Option number three is no modifications. You buy a TV and something called Apple TV. This is if you're using an Apple device to control the device. What you can do is set up Apple TV, set up its own Wi-Fi network, which is actually really simple. You just need an AirPlay Express. And what you do is you stream the live feed from your phone via Wi-Fi to the TV. This is what we did at the Drone You Fly In. This is what DJI just did at the release party in New York City. So this is something that happens all the time. It's a great solution. Oftentimes, you can run into problems, like just being 100% real. You can run into problems
Interferences,
with Wi-Fi interference, or, yeah.
But so. This is one of those non-critical solutions that he's looking for, meaning obviously he wants to give his clients what they want, but in the event there's a problem, it's not the end of the world. It's not going to keep you from doing your mission, for example. It's just something that's there as a benefit to the clients if it works, and it should most of the time.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. And in that case, you could always just keep the HDMI cable with you as a backup. Mm-hmm. So if you're having issues, then you keep that with you. Because I know you said that you prefer wireless, which obviously makes sense. But a backup's not a bad idea. Have an HDMI cable, and you can always resort to that if you need to. Yeah. So we have goggles, which I've never even put on. Have you used them much?
I have used the goggles. I'm really not a big fan of it because I constantly go from line of sight to FPV, line of sight, FPV. And with the goggles, you can't look up and like see the drone.
Which is a little freaky.
It is
a little
freaky.
Unless you're used to racing, and that's kind of your MO.
Yeah.
What you're used to. But for a client, I would think it would actually be a good solution or a decent solution for $300 or whatever they cost.
Yeah, I mean, you can get TV so cheap now, but the Apple TV,
well, that's true.
Apple TV is going to be about, what do we pay for them? $199 a piece?
Yeah,
and
I think
so. And then Airport Express was $100, so $300 plus the TV.
So you're looking at about $500 to $700, mm-hmm. something like that total, plus a good long HDMI cable as your backup, whatever that's going to cost,
yeah.
$30.
The other option is he can replace the back end of his remote, which is going to be about $100, and then he can use one of his old monitors from like his Phantom 2 or Phantom 3. If he still has that FlySight monitor, he could still use that. So that's
true.
Another option.
If he's got that.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm trying to come up with as many alternatives as I can because you think that I'm not paying attention, but I am.
Okay. I believe you.
All right.
But I don't know. I think the goggles, I think what would be cool about the goggles, even though you said you're trying to avoid them for based on the reviews that you've seen, I think clients would think that's really cool to put those on and track you that way.
So is it good for the clients? Absolutely, because it's immersive.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it good for the pilot, which is what I thought the question was oriented?
No.
That's what I was trying to say. So I'm really sorry if that did not get delivered properly.
I was with you, and I maybe should have expanded on what you said because I had asked you about the goggles in general, and so that's, I think, why you answered the way you answered. But my thinking, obviously, is what Fred brought up, and that is it could be fun for them to use goggles if they work well. But
yeah,
anyways,
totally.
I think it'd be a cool experience for them.
I think it could be. It's really good for STEM education, too.
Yeah.
Older people, not so much, especially if you're a jerky pilot. Because if you're a jerky pilot, you could literally make someone sick, and I've seen that happen
before.
Or make
them fall.
Haven't seen that. I've heard of it happening.
That's right. It's only in the commercials that that happens.
Yes. Well, on that bombshell, that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. And again, thank you very much for listening. We do really appreciate it. And we do appreciate the reviews and when you share the show with someone else. As you know, the more information that we spread out there, the better off the industry is as a whole. So thank you so much. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.